Hello, welcome back to Awkward Party Conversations, episode 2. It's a podcast where we defy our listeners to hate us more than we hate ourselves.
Although this time around, it might be very easy for you to do.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode. We're back because we got a bunch of really nice feedback and a bunch of not so nice feedback.
No, and regardless, it doesn't matter. Whatever feedback you can contribute, we do appreciate it all as welcome. For those that want to know where to contribute or even to tell us about your own awkward party conversations, please shoot us an email, awkwardpartyconversations@gmail.com. Yes, we do have our own email.
And if you want to know how to listen to the podcast, you can go to iTunes, which is probably the easiest way. You can subscribe there. Just type in Awkward Party Conversations in the corner and all our episodes will come up.
And actually, that's only 2 episodes. And we're actually available on most podcasting apps, so just look out for Awkward Party Conversations. Subscribe, we appreciate it.
Great. And the other way is, of course, our website at awkwardpartyconversations.com, where you can listen to and or download our podcast.
I think we're done our shameless tags. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Please follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, at KVRants.
Yep, and please follow me on Twitter at Herschel_P. That's HERSHAL_P.
And look at that. This was not a 3-minute long intro. We did listen to you guys. It's shorter. Now to the podcast. Enjoy yourselves. And
peace. All right, so episode 2, man. We got here. We made it.
We made it after episode 1, which apparently had a very strange following of more than 0 people.
Yeah, I know intellectually people were going to listen to it, but I wasn't emotionally prepared to receive feedback in my face.
Like, well, we knew. We asked for feedback.
I know, but like...
We literally told
that's
them.
That's what I said. That's the difference between intellectually knowing something and then it happening. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, people then just judged my personality based on an hour of me speaking.
I had people assess me on my voice. I had people assess... It's weird, because like, I remember someone was telling me, like, I have the good radio voice, but you're more well-articulate. And I was like, so I just sound dumb. They're like, yeah, but you're louder. And I'm like, what does that even mean? So I just, okay.
I sound like I wear an adult retainer is what I learned. Everything I say sounds like I have a lisp, which is good for me, I guess.
That they actually identify that. And then, you know, it was cool because hearing all the feedback, first and foremost, we appreciate it, guys. It was great.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. It's really nice to have people listen and to provide us feedback.
Yes. However, when we get feedback that contradicts the other feedback, it's hard to know. And it's not your fault. It's just something we have to deal with. Because I remember, for example, I had a friend that said, hey, these anecdotes were hilarious. We were able to connect with it. And then I had someone else being like, well, we can't connect with your anecdotes because we don't know you, so fuck your anecdotes. And so how am I supposed to feel about this? Do I talk about myself, not talk about myself?
Some people told us, well, they told me that our transitions were good. And some people said they were horrible.
Like some people want the hard transitions.
Yeah.
I had some good comments about the hip hop air horn. So for those that love the hip hop air horn, it will be back.
So the hip hop air horn has jumped the shark as a concept, though. I will say that.
Has it?
What's
the moment where it jumped the shark? Also, I didn't realize the saying of that came from that TV show with the Fonz.
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
He literally jumped over a shark.
Yeah, and that's what actually started. I didn't know that. I was like, that's crazy. But sorry, please go on.
Well, I mean, it's made its way into like mass culture now. Like you'll watch like something like America's Got Talent and they'll have an air horn. And you're like, well, I don't watch America's Got Talent, but I've seen that happen.
Is that the one with Nick Cannon?
Yeah, and it's like when white America is in on something, that's when it jumps the shark, basically.
Oh, I didn't.
When Paul Ryan hit the dab, it jumped the shark.
Paul Ryan? Wait, when was this?
So he was talking about revoking healthcare access. He's like, you know, we're going to revoke the Affordable Care Act, and, you know, we're looking for a good way to replace it, but we don't have one yet. And then afterwards, he hits the dab on stage like he's like super proud of it. Don't do it.
Okay. I won't do the hip hop error.
No, okay. I also realized recently that I hit the dab every time I sneeze.
Okay. Can we just quickly mention this? That is just how you politely sneeze in public so you don't touch your hands with germs.
Yeah.
Your hands aren't going to touch germs and touch other things. You sneeze into your shoulder. It's not like you're going like, okay, you can't see me do it. But the point is, it's a normal thing and... Is that how the dance started, do you think?
Well, why would it be called the dab, then?
Why was it called the dab?
I don't know.
Because they're dabbing their nose?
But maybe we should ask Paul Ryan. Seemingly, he would know the etymology here.
Also, actually, just going back on terms of what to talk about, what not to talk about, politics was a little bit touchy.
Yeah. Let's not go there anymore.
Yes.
I just like making fun of Paul Ryan as much as possible, because he's a fucking cornball. Yes. Wash motherfucker. And anyhow,
Herschel's gonna actually make his own new podcast, which is called I Hate Paul Ryan. No politics at all. It's just literally him just saying things about his person. I think you're just attacking a human being, and that's wrong. Even if it is Paul Ryan, but it's cool. But no, so that was essentially our first podcast in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it's added a little bit of pressure, so we apologize if this comes off a little rough, but we're trying our best. Episode 2. And we're trying to do it monthly, so we actually pulled together. I came back from Waterloo.
Yeah, so...
That's right. I should probably talk about that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, last month, during our podcast, KV talked about, you know, how hard it is to talk to your relatives about not having a job. 3 days later, he got a job. It's like, and I'm unemployed too, so I thought, you know, we were in this together for the long haul, you know? There's some solidarity here. Okay, let's sold out on me in 3 days.
Okay, can we point this out? You are a freelance writer. You have consistently had work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm voluntarily unemployed, which I guess doesn't classify me as unemployed in the statistical count or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did get a job recently, just a short-term gig in Waterloo. I'm going back to my alma mater, the University of Waterloo.
Our alma mater?
Alma mater. I was actually going to get you some Waterloo gear, but it wasn't on sale. And I couldn't find the corny, do you remember when the University of Waterloo changed their logo to have, like, lasers? And then for a while, we called it the University of Pew, 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 Pew. So that's changed. They don't do that anymore. They've smartened up.
Yeah, because that looked like a four-year-old designed it.
Yes. Yeah. The whole premise is they're trying to be like, hey, we're a tech university. We're trying to be up and coming. And so, actually, this is a little gripe that I had with my friends. What is the problem with the university just having, like, prestige? Why do we have to, like, be edgy?
Well, so, it's not... There's no problem with it. I think it's just because Waterloo's reputation isn't as strong as, like, a Harvard or an MIT. I mean, it's a good reputation within Canada and even a little bit outside of Canada.
Yeah.
But it's not... Like, you go to, like, Switzerland and mention University of Waterloo, nobody knows what you're talking about.
So that's why you changed the logos? Like, it's like you had a nice crest, and then you went to, like, the laser show, right? Like, Lupe Fiasco. Lasers. Awful album, by the way. Never pre-order that. I mean, you can't anyway, but awful.
We talked about this a while back, but I thought there was a point where Lupe Fiasco was aware of how much people hated that album, so he put out an offer on Facebook that said if you were willing to ship the album back to him... He would destroy the album with a giant laser.
Did he actually say this?
That I think it happened.
Where'd he get this laser? I mean, I should be worried. Are you allowed to have that in public, like, sorry, private property, like your own personal laser? Like, your neighbor decides to, like, cut part of your tree off, so you just turn the laser and cut part of his face off?
I mean, I know we were going to say be political here, but with the gun laws in the United States, God. I'm just kidding. And here, actually, getting a gun here is very easy.
Is it? Yeah, actually, there are.
We just don't have the culture of violence, seemingly, because we're dope and Canadian.
Dope and Canadian.
Yeah, I feel like this week in particular, my superiority complex about being Canadian is a little bit higher.
Why is that?
Because of an event that occurred that I am refusing to acknowledge.
Okay, fair enough. What event? Nothing happened.
Yeah, Obama is still the president.
No, he actually
Hashtag
left,
not my
then,
president.
And then Joe Biden became the 45th president, ruining all memorabilia of the 45th president. No, but anyway.
How's the new job going, though, overall?
It's been good. I mean, it's been 3 weeks in. For me, personally, I like to kind of keep to my own. I love interacting with people, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I just need that me time. But when you're the new kid...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're the shiny toy for everyone, so everyone's like, hey, hi, nice to meet you. Like, my name's this. And you have to kind of be like, hey, nice to meet you. And then sometimes you use the same, like, jokes. Like, you ever watch that Simpsons episode where they're at a car show and there's a model standing next to the car and she's like, and the guy's like, do you come with this car? And the model's like, oh, you. And then it pans to another guy and be like, are you with this car? And she's like, oh, you. That's exactly how I felt. It was nice to meet everyone. It was just...
Yeah. Please someone edit out just KV doing that giggle and just send it back at him over and over again. I'm sure he'll love it. I'll make it my ringtone. We'll have a great moment with that.
You can send that to @KVRant, shameless plug. Yeah, so that was it's nice, but it's crazy when you have to meet a bunch of people, yeah. Especially in the role I'm in. I'm working with a lot of people. My specific team, there's myself, 3 of my coworkers, and then 30 other people. And I remember I had to try to remember as many names as I could, and some of them were getting offended that I wasn't. Like, yeah. Like it was my personal job to not know their names. Like, how do you not remember my name? It's like, I don't remember my name sometimes. That's why I go with my initials KV. Yeah. Like, no. So, but aside from that, it's been great. It's nice to, you know, get paid once in a while.
I mean, it's like, particularly if you meet more than three people at once, like, how are you really expected to remember all names immediately? Also, because a lot of names are really generic. The difference between, like, a John and a Joe is, like, I don't know. They're the same name, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And so when people don't, like, Kim and Carly and funny thing is that there's no one on my team named Carly. I just busted out that name. And I still don't know all the people on my team. So I still remember these generic names. But for our names, so you know what? That's actually one of my jokes. So someone's like, so is your name actually KV? And I'm like, well, actually, my name's longer than the English alphabet. I actually say this. And it is actually longer than the English alphabet. It's 30 letters. So
you would think with the joke having been rehearsed so many times, the timing might be a bit better.
You'd think.
I'm just kidding.
No. It's very appropriate for where you are. So, for example, when I worked at the ACC, sometimes I would have these elevator shifts.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I used to be an usher at the ACC. And sometimes you have to be in the elevator where people have to go up and down. And your job is to sit in a chair and press buttons. And no, that's what it was. And there were people coming in and like, how's your day? And I'd always say, it has its ups and downs.
No, you didn't do that.
And
no,
the best part is, where no one says anything. And like, we make eye contact. I was like, did you just make that comment? It's like, yeah.
Here's what I'll say about it, right? Because as an aside from here, I recently got a sleep apnea machine to help me sleep at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I snore horribly. KV knows this, so we used to live in the same place.
I actually also snore horribly. It's like, our roommates are probably like, you both suck. Maybe you should both get a sleep apnea machine, but...
And so when I went to go purchase it, the man who was selling me the sleep apnea machine had his, like, tight 5 minutes of stand-up about sleep apnea machines, like, worked out. Like, he'd done it about 100 times. You could tell, like, every time I would ask or express any sort of, like, nervousness about the machine, he'd be like, you know what? It's not worth losing sleep over.
Oh, God.
And he, like, because the sleep apnea mask, it looks like a respirator, so you look a little bit like Bane from Batman. This man did the most flawless Bane impression I've ever heard. It's like, how long did you work at that, man? Did you, like, stand in front of the mirror, like, I gotta entertain my customers today? Like,
how long do you think he's been at that job? Where he was just like, when The Dark Knight Rises came out, he was just like, oh, this would be great.
Not a bad Bane.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's like, I don't know what
it's better than your ups and downs joke.
Okay, that was money. Also, when I was ushering people...
What was your ratio of getting a laugh there?
I'd say 20% genuine laughter, 79% like, why are we still here? Can we get to the floor quicker? And then like the 1% going like, what just happened? And for that 1%, it's really uncomfortable because there's no music in the elevator.
Yeah.
But so, and also I had another one. When I was inside the actual bowl, people would be like, wow, it's so cool that, you know, you get to watch games for free. And I'd be like, nah, I get paid to watch.
Oh no.
Yeah, your boy working magic. No, but that was that. So
here's the thing though, I can't act superior here because I do the same thing. I have anecdotes that when I see one group of friends I tell them to, and then the first group of friends I tell that to, it's a little bit raw. The next time
you work on the craft.
Yeah. Okay. It's like I'm Louis C.K. trying out my new material, except not nearly as funny.
Didn't you once go to a comic? Like, did you do stand-up once?
Let's not talk about that.
Can we please talk about this?
I did it one time. I did it once. And it was weird because you practice and then you go up and you're like, oh, all my timing is wrong. Because you're supposed to allocate time for laughs right after your punchline.
Mm.
But then if you don't get a laugh within a second, you continue to pause? Do you stop pausing?
Do you acknowledge the awkwardness?
I had a, like, because this is my first time, I had something memorized, right? So I was just barreling through it.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it was okay. About half of my jokes got laughs, which is nice.
I've been to an amateur night, and I won't lie, it was great to see some great comedy, but also see some disasters. There was a guy that had cue cards being like, da 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 da, and he said, like, the joke. And
they were like one-liners?
Like, yeah.
They were like one-liners?
They were one-liners. Yeah. And like no one said anything or they did the uncomfortable like, and I remember just looking at, he looked at the card. He's just like, okay. He just throws the card away. Like the next card is going to save him. And so, I don't know. It's tough, I'm sure. And that's why I'll never do it. And kudos to you for doing it.
I mean, it's like, I've been to a stand-up thing where like there was a host. So there's an MC at every stand-up night who just kind of like brings comedians up in between and they'll do like a bit of like comedy, like improvised comedy in between.
Mm-hmm.
And her act was going so horribly that at one point she brought out a recorder and she was like, hey guys, does anyone have any requests for like pop songs? And someone was like, play Hit Me Baby One More Time. And then like we watched as she figured out the melody for it. And then played it on the recorder. I mean, you're whistling.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that how it sounds?
Don't get me wrong. It was impressive that she was able to figure it out. But how bad does your act have to be going where you're like,
you know what? Have to bust out the recorder?
The world's most annoying instrument.
Oh, God. But no, also, based on just going back at a couple of things, in terms of names, have you ever been to, like, at a situation where someone just comes up to you and says, like, hey, remember me?
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's very frustrating.
It happened to me at a party back in December. The last time I saw this individual was like 4 years ago, and she was like, hey, nice to see you again, KV, remember me? And she looked at me very hard because she was expecting me to be able to say the name, especially because I have her on Facebook. So it was one of those, like, and it's her actual name. It's not like me where I hide my name. But it was her actual name, and it got to the point where I didn't remember quick enough to react right away to look suave, but I was kind of like dragging it. I was like, it's like a, yeah. Like I got it like 8 seconds, but it was the longest 8 seconds, and I could count it, and it was uncomfortable, but I got there.
Sometimes I feel like remembering the name is the least important part of that interaction, though. Because if you had an interaction with someone and it went well, and they told you some like very personal thing about their life, and you remembered that to me is way more important. So I've done that before, because I forget people's names all the time, unfortunately. But I remember, like, the things they tell me. But then what had happened is, like, I would be like, oh, I didn't remember your name, but I remember that you told me this thing, this thing, this thing. And I swung way too far in the opposite direction. I was like, oh, this person's been thinking about me a lot. And I'm like, no, I wasn't trying to do that either. I just want to show you I'm not an inconsiderate asshole.
No, but you could also come off inconsiderate, because this happened to me, too. I met a mutual friend at a party. And so I don't even remember her name to this day, which is the cruel irony of this. But she went and told me that one time she was in a Frosted Flakes commercial.
Okay.
Like, with basketball. Like, for those that might have watched it, it was like these kids are dribbling a basketball in a black background and like passing the ball over. They're like showing their moves, and like Tony the Tiger like does a slam dunk or something. She was one of those people. And I don't see her for a year. And I'm at another party and she's there. I've had a few drinks. Let me always preface it. It's always like, I had a few drinks, right? You don't act like an idiot when you, maybe, I don't know. And I went up to her and I'm like, hey, I saw you like last year. Nice to meet you again. You were the Tony the Tiger girl. She was like, I've never seen someone just want to kill me in public as...
Do you think she's proud of it?
I think it's funny to be able to have those kind of stories to talk about, but when a random person comes up to you and says, hey, this person that has all this life, remember that 1 5-second commercial you were in? I think you get annoyed.
I mean, I don't know if necessarily that's the thing she brings, like, it's her opening conversational gambit at a party, like, hey, what's up? My name is Carly, and I was in the Tony Tiger commercial. Like, I'm sure, like, she probably hides that until further in the conversation.
Why did you also choose the name Carly?
It was the first one that came to my mind.
See, these generic names. Yeah.
Improv isn't my strong suit, guys. Nor is stand-up, apparently. So,
well, I mean, think of it like the podcast, right? Like, the first one is kind of rocky, right? And then you get better as time goes on, and then you can be, like, the next Kumail Nanjiani.
Great, you picked the brown guy.
Yeah, of course, because apparently we have to just keep staring at him, right? That's just how he is. Should I have been Chris Rock?
No, I feel like Kumail is more achievable. Chris Rock is amazing.
Yes.
I would not aspire to Chris Rock.
Why don't you be like Jerry Seinfeld? What about all those pizza? I don't know. Is that a terrible Jerry Seinfeld?
What was the other impression you did? Bane was way better. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, Seinfeld's whack, man. I went to see him live, and he just does like the hackiest observational. Just don't get me wrong. Like, he gets laughs. Like, he and his job is to pander to a very diverse, very broad crowd. Mm-hmm. So he does that job well. But nothing he said individually made me laugh.
Oh, okay. So, wait, how much were those tickets?
I don't know. It was a gift, but his like
nice gift.
The most edgy joke he made in the entire night was about bucket lists. He's like, bucket lists. Why does anyone have a bucket list? You know my philosophy, change the B to an F. That was an edgy joke.
It took me a while to like understand what you just said and like, yeah. Oh, okay. I can get like a cheap laugh. Isn't it funny that he has over like $1 billion?
Yeah, no, he's killing it. Who am I to shit on Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah. Transitioning out of here a little bit, I guess I should also share some of the anecdotes that
Sweet.
I had brought
for
to the
people
table.
That always told us about like some of your transitions were great, some of them were awful. See, we're putting a mix, we're appealing to all of you, right? Yeah. Bad transition.
Let's literally talk about our transition as our transition.
Transition to go. Could you tell me about your anecdote? God, yeah.
So I got a couple. And they're like, so one of them is just a very specific case of maybe the worst thing I've ever done in a social situation.
Wow. For yeah. episode two, you think yeah. you'd save it up for like episode 10?
Yeah. So here's what happened. So I have a family friend who I don't see very frequently. And so he's not in my on my mind a lot, right? It's because I don't see him very often. But at some point, he got very sick.
Oh, God, this is not going well. Okay, please continue.
And as part of his illness, he was in a risk of dying, basically, right?
Okay.
And as part of his illness, he lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
And so about 2 years goes by. I still haven't seen him. I forget that this happens.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I see him at a family friend function. And I'm like, hey, man, you look amazing. And I asked him about his diet and exercise regimen.
Oh.
I was like, so what, you've been eating good? You know, you've been hitting up that Whole Foods, getting the organic diet in, you know, getting that elliptical going.
And wait, you said all those things?
No, I mean...
Okay. You reply, okay, gotcha.
And he's kind of, like, he's a nice guy, so he just laughs casually, not making me realize that I've said the worst thing in the world. I go about my life, you know, go talk to other people. 20 minutes later, I realized what had happened.
Oh, no one told you. It just dawned on you.
Yeah, it was a one-on-one conversation. And I was like, holy shit.
Okay, now my question is, how did you follow up?
I didn't.
Oh, did you even... You didn't say a word to him after?
I haven't spoken to him really since.
Does he listen to this podcast?
No, that'd be insane. But, I can offer a real sincere apology here, but it would never get to him.
Hey, we have 28 subscribers, 22 of which could be bots.
But yeah, I did debate the idea of going back to him and be like, hey, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to
be insensitive. But is that worse?
Yeah, I feel like it happened.
Yeah,
you just live with it.
Have you ever had those? Okay, I'm sure you had those moments where you're like, hey, how are you and thing doing? Like, you guys look so cute in this picture. It was like a picture from 2 months ago. And they're like, so we broke up. And you're like, oh, man. And the worst part is I've had this happen where I like complimented the partner that they broke up with. And I'm like, wow, he was a really funny guy. Like, I remember he said this one joke. And they're like, yeah, so like, we're not talking anymore. And what I was saying to them before was essentially like, if I had to choose between them, like, I would have chose that person. It's like, oh, now I have just you. Those are the most uncomfortable.
Has that ever happened to you where you have a friend and then they bring a significant other into your life because they're now dating that person and you liked that person more?
Yes, that happens quite often. I don't want to say in which instances because then I have to pick sides and sides aren't good.
That's just funny.
Yeah.
I can't say that necessarily happened to me all that frequently. Although, it's always like a weird thing, like, do you become like is if you do become their friend independently, is that then are you allowed to then share information about the other person?
That's uncomfortable. You have to know like what information to share with each one. It's like spy versus spy, right? Is that how the game worked? I'm not sure if that's how it worked.
I don't know, man.
But there was times where like I've had that instance where like I was good friends with both people in that relationship, and then it broke up, and then like you know you're like the dog in the situation, like, who gets the dog? It's like, well, I knew him for longer, but, like, her and I connected really well.
You're like a kid on the stands in a custody hearing.
Oh, God.
And, like, who do you love more? Who do you love more?
That's not how custody battles go. What custody battles are you watching? Wait, are you watching custody battles?
I do like the idea that a kid is just traumatized for life from just, like, having to choose. I remember watching the movie Catch Me If You Can, and that's a big plot point in that movie.
Who was in that?
Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks and Christopher Walken. Have you seen this movie?
No, but it sounds like it has a fantastic cast.
It's my favorite, probably maybe my favorite movie ever. You should definitely watch it.
I couldn't even say that would be like my favorite Leo movie because like I watched The Departed.
Yeah.
I love The Departed. Did you watch The Departed?
Yeah, Departed is great. I think the reason I like it a lot, aside from the fact that it's a great movie, I just like Boston movies.
That like grungy kind of like,
yeah, I like the accent. I think it just makes everything sound cooler.
It's the only movie that I can handle Mark Wahlberg in. There is no other movie that I like Mark Wahlberg in.
Do you know Mark Wahlberg blinded a guy when he was young?
Okay.
He beat someone so badly they were blinded, and then like...
Was like, this back in his Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch days?
Maybe before that, or maybe a little bit after that. But like
vibration! Like, I guess I've seen him like, beat up someone to his song.
The good vibration of my punch against your face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And also, like, he doesn't show very much remorse about it. He's like, look, I was young, it happened, And the man's blind now, but I can't control it.
Well, I mean, how do you go past that? Like, are you supposed to, like, reminisce on that for the rest of your life?
I guess you just have to be optimistic about it, right? You can't, like, if you just feel bad about it every day.
You know what his punishment was? He was in a Transformers movie. Right? Like, here, look, a Transformer! Blah, 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 blah. Explosions everywhere. Okay, so I think this is actually a good time to get the gifts going.
Wait, I have one more anecdote.
Oh, okay, we're going to cut that part out then.
Yeah. another anecdote I had to share. This is less traumatizing.
But, oh, thank God.
But equally awkward. Not equally. I think that one set a high bar.
Yes, it did. Yeah. If anything, it's going to bring the audience back. Yeah. Right? This is good.
The next one was... I went to one of my... An old coworker of mine got engaged.
Okay.
And so she was having an engagement party. And okay. I knew her and her fiancé only. And the party was at a bar. So it's a public space.
Yes.
And so part of the bar was kind of allocated
They didn't have, like, the entire bar.
No.
Oh,
and part of the bar wasn't. But because I only knew the engaged couple and I didn't know anyone else there, I was kind of, like, freewheeling, right? I think... I can't ask them to babysit me the entire night. It's their engagement party, right?
Yes, correct.
So I'm just going up to people and being, like... My premise is like, or my opening thing is like, oh, how do you know the bride and groom or whatever? How do you know, like, these two people? And then people would answer to me, and that's how I'd get in conversation. Eventually, because I didn't know anyone there, I just started going up to people and be like, yo, how do you know the bride and groom? And they're like, oh, no, we don't. We're just at this bar.
Do you continue the conversation with them? Or are you like, you're not worth my time?
So that's what I did. I explained it. Like, look, I don't know anyone here anyways. So conversation with you is just as valuable as conversation with them. At one point, I definitely infringed upon someone's date.
Hey, you don't know. Maybe you saved that date. That day was going awful, and then, like, the random guy came out of nowhere. I've actually done that once. It was at a more of, like, a club lounge kind of feel. So, what do you call it? It was my friend's birthday, and I thought I was seeing her sitting at the bar. And I feel like I've already said this on this podcast, but I had a couple drinks. And I put my arm around her. I was just like, hey, man, are you enjoying your birthday? And she looks at me. She's like, who are you? And I'm like, are you kidding? Are you playing right now? Like, why are you gonna be so mean for? And then, like, these two other guys that are sitting with her turn and look at me. And I look at them and I'm like, you ain't people I know. And I like, and I remember it's literally like a TV show. Like, I look to my left and I see my friend. And then I do the whole, like, quick take where I look at, like, her and then look at the other girl. You keep going back and forth. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I remember saying, like, all three of you enjoy your night. I put my thumbs up.
Yeah. Good luck in all your future endeavors.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to have had this role in your life, but
you know what?
We must part ways.
I created a story for them. Yeah. There you go.
So now we can go transition now to
our... You mean... People commented on the air horn. I'm going to keep the air horn. It's gift time.
Not only has it jumped the shark, it's done an Evel Knievel jump over like 10 sharks in a row.
That's a hell of a trick. If anything, that makes me want to keep it more. So
last time we did this whole thing, it kind of made sense last time because it was Christmas. And we decided to buy each other the most ridiculous gift or most ridiculous inane consumer item we could find.
Exactly.
And this time we thought we'd do it again because we have too much disposable income, apparently.
No. Well, we put a low budget on it, but at the same time, too, there are so many things in malls and stores where you just look at it and you're like, why was this made and what was the purpose of this? So, if anything, it's a great talking point. I like to rant about things that upset me. So, these gifts upset me. Let's do gifts. Do you want to start it off this time since I started it off last?
All right, I got two things. They're completely unrelated, also like last time.
Also, Herschel loves Marshalls. Oh, by the way, I forgot we have a sponsor. Nobody. We have no sponsors. snap.
So, this is a children's toy. It is a
walkie-talkie
that looks like an
iPhone. They look like iPhones.
And so I guess the premise here is that children want to play with their parents' phones, but their parents don't want to give them their phone because they're children, so they give them this walkie-talkie that looks like an iPhone.
But they don't want the iPhone for the talking
ability.
That's
my point. Like, what? Why would they want... Like, that's the thing that they least want out of a phone.
How many people have you seen actually use a phone for it being a phone?
Oh, it's very rare. It's also 6 plus. So by the time they're 6, they know that that's not the part of the phone they want.
That is correct. I mean, look at this child here. He's got like a tie on, looks to be 4 years old, but he's speaking like, you know, he just got out of a divorce, tough 60-hour work week. That's a really accurate photo, all things considered.
Here's the other thing. There's a 12-foot range, which means these children are very close to each other.
And they're probably kids and loud, so they probably don't need the...
Like, they could just walk and have a conversation. I don't understand any of what this is for.
This is insane.
The batteries are included, though, so in case you're looking to buy them, that is a value proposition.
Wow, they
for
have
you.
Like 8 batteries. This is, wow, what a treat. Thanks, man. This is my first ever iPhone.
I also learned that when you only one person can speak at the same time, so it's not only that they're having
that's
a conversation.
That's just how it works.
That's how walkie-talkies work, yeah. I guess you have to say over at the end.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, to say that you finished your thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were going to gripe about something that wasn't, okay.
Well, not only is it the phone function of a phone, it's worse than the phone function of a phone. Because you can't banter if you can only say one thing at once.
That's true. But no, I appreciate this. You know what? I want to use this one day. If anything, I'll probably use it with my team. So long as they're within a 12-foot range. And then they'll be like, KV, what's wrong with you? Why did we hire you? I said it's a very good question. So thank you for gift number one. I want to see what gift number two is, actually.
Gift number two, less elaborate.
Should we go one for one? Because I actually have two gifts.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so... actually, you know what? No, both the gifts kind of intertwined. Why don't you give the second one?
Okay, no, they are unrelated, but that's fine.
No, my gift's intertwined.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my second gift is also from Marshalls. I think it was a holdover from their New Year's themed decorations.
Okay.
They are...
Why do you keep giving me these jazzed up items? Okay.
They're drink stirrers.
Oh, shit.
There are gold, and each one of... I think there's two varieties. One of them says cheers.
Yep.
And the other says hooray.
Yeah.
And so there's... How many of them are in the back?
I think there's about 8.
There's 8. It was $8. So it's $1 per drink stirrer.
Wow. Wow. You spent... Like, you spent literally $1 per stirrer.
How do they justify that price? Like...
Well, it's supposed to look extravagant. Look at the picture at the back. They have these nice champagne glasses with the stirrers in there. This image looks kind of nice. Would I spend $8 on this?
No, no one should. I don't think that you get any additional value out of stirring a drink with something that says hooray on it.
Yes, no. Oh, that's why they put cheers. Oh, look at that. We solved it. Hooray is going to exhaust people. What can fix this? Cheers. You know, it's actually really funny that you keep getting these things. I used the gift enhancer.
Yeah.
By use, I mean I literally took the entire gift enhancer and I taped it on a gift. And I said, it's enhanced. And everyone's like, you're not invited to next year's party. So I'm going to use this at the next birthday party I go to.
Yeah. Also, I don't think you need a specific drink stirrer.
Wait, why would you actually
need
a drink?
Isn't it just a spoon? Like, why wouldn't you just use a spoon? Like, I know at coffee shops they have the stirring stick.
Yeah, but
and
you don't
stuff.
Want that wide-ass bottom part.
Yeah.
You actually scoop it up and drink.
Anyhow, so this is for you.
Thanks,
I hope you get a lot of utility out of it.
You know what? I'm going to abuse the hell out of these somehow, and I'm going to let you know.
Also, do you think they're disposable or you're supposed to wash them? Because at $1 per, that's a high price for a disposable item.
If I wash these,
are they dishwasher safe? Like, I don't know.
No, they're not.
Anyway.
Well, these ones are not garbage safe, these walkie-talkies. You have to recycle them. They even tell us. And so, please recycle. Fantastic. Well, thank you for the gifts.
All right.
Maybe we should cut this segment out because of the fact that we get awful items for each other. We're literally just wasting money and promoting these awful items.
Well,
because
also, you don't see the items. So, for all intents and purposes, we could just find pictures on our computer and show them to each other.
Exactly. But no, that's no. We need the appeal.
All we're doing is wasting $15.
Pretty much. okay, so I got my gift from Spencer's. Now, everyone, for those that don't know what Spencer's is, just this weird,
it sells a lot of weird things.
Yeah, it's just like
band T-shirts.
Band. It's a lot of pop culture kind of things. I won't lie. I bought a couple things here that I liked. But these two things that I got weren't a fan of. So. Here they are. Here's the first one.
It's a switchblade comb.
Yes.
So the comb portion of it comes out of what looks like a switchblade.
Correct.
So it's like, I'm going to cut you. Nah, I'm just going to comb my hair. Yeah.
So the preface of these gifts were essentially pranks that could potentially get you killed and put onto the onion. here's the second one.
A prank pregnancy test.
Yes, that always says that you're pregnant.
It's positive every time. Great for marriage, extortion, and laughs. That's okay. Not my joke. That's a joke on the package.
Yes, I want to state this out. This is from this is the name of the company, Original Pranksters at Spencer's. So this is the name of the company, and they made a prank pregnancy test and a switchblade comb. Those were not the only things they had.
This does not look like a switchblade. Like, if someone took that out, I wouldn't think, oh, they're going to come yet. It looks a bit like a flashlight or like an LED laser thing.
Not if you, oh, Well, that's not the point.
Also, like, the Switchblade comb seems like something the Fonz would use. We have a really heavy Fonz-themed episode today.
I like it. but no, okay. For example, I just need to know. Why would you ever do a prank pregnancy? What benefit comes from this?
I'm 100% throwing that out, by the way. I live with my parents. If they find a pregnancy test...
But you'll see the prank pregnancy test.
Well, if they see the label... I guess, yeah, I'm not going to open it. Maybe that's better.
But no, I mean, like... The thing is, these are being sold. I want to know, A, who bought it, and B, if they bought it, if they actually used it. No, like, what scenario does that pay off? Well, okay, let's maybe you give it to, or you switch it with your sister's pregnancy test. Why would you have your sister's pregnancy test?
No. Nope.
And then you say, by the way, you're pregnant. Just kidding. That will get you kicked out a window.
Well, so here's what it is. It's your girlfriend who you're having a pregnancy scare with is
but why would you
pranking
think that's
even you.
A, yeah, but that's not a good idea.
Oh, it's not a good prank. If you need a prop that you got from a store to do a prank, it's not a good prank.
Look, let's do like a role play, right? I will be the pranker.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm the girl. All right. No, you want to be the girl?
Yeah, I mean, let's establish the goal with the premise. Improv. Say yes to everything.
Here, you're the girl. And so you just say, I'm pregnant. Go for it.
So I peed on the stick, as the instructions said. And, man, I got some news for you. I'm pregnant.
Oh my, I just quit my job, baby. What are you doing? What are you? No, oh my God, I just ran away from home.
What am I doing? This wasn't, you're acting like this is a unilateral thing. You were definitely involved in the process.
I can't keep doing this. Point is, and the thing is, these cost $5 each. I could have helped a family in Africa with $5 or anywhere else. I could have helped myself.
We gotta stop spending money on these things. I think this is gonna be the last one.
No, because actually, I can keep on going because...
There's a third thing?
Yes, because for only $1, I got a poster, and the lady was like, what kind of theme do you like? And she's like, do you like Star Wars, Justin Bieber? And I'm like, Justin Bieber. So here's a Justin Bieber $1 poster. I want you to open it because apparently it's very intimate.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Could you open it?
Yeah, I'm opening it. Hold on.
So, and I don't know if this is pre-Justin Bieber, like, Sorry, which I liked.
Oh.
I like that album. It's a good album.
You definitely see a lot of his chest.
Oh, that's a beautiful...
And, oh, you got a real smoldering Bieber expression.
Is he wearing lip gloss?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, people on TV wear makeup, I assume, when they do for photo shoots as well.
So, here's the cool thing. If Herschel's parents come in at any point because we're at his house, they're going to see a pregnancy test and a poster of Justin Bieber.
Well, I guess the logical conclusion is the picture was so intimate, so seductive that it made us pregnant.
Nice. Maybe we shouldn't interact anymore. Anyway, I think we're kind of wrapping up at this point, but thank you for the gifts. I'm probably going to recycle them.
Yeah, no, I don't want these. Like, I already poured so many things. Like, I don't need these in my life to also have to throw out.
This is such a dumb segment. But I feel like we're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. But anyway, final thoughts. Anything that you want to share in terms of what people should look for?
Okay, so yeah, I guess we all decided we're going to do some pop culture recommendations.
Because we're definitely qualified for this.
If I'm qualified for nothing else, I'm qualified for this.
There you go. This is Herschel's moment to shine.
Hey, people have paid me to write analysis online. Not a lot of money, not often.
But they ask you to.
And I'm not qualified, but it's easy to pretend and lie about things online.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I'm a critic.
Like us having two episodes online of a podcast.
Yeah. So here's one thing that I don't think enough people are watching that I think they should be. The first season just ended on Thursday. It's a show on NBC called The Good Place.
It's a new
sitcom that came out this year. The writers are most of the same writers who were part of Parks and Recreation.
Oh.
So, I know basically everyone loved Parks and Recreation. I don't know many people who didn't like it.
You know what? Not many people watched it because it wasn't, I feel like, as big as like 30 Rock and stuff like that. But the people that did watch it really liked it.
Yeah. And so it's a very, very funny show. It's a very ambitious sitcom because they, as opposed to the other types of sitcoms where the plot line always wraps up within the episode, this one has an ongoing theme. So the premise of the show, which you would find out from like the trailer of the show or whatever, is that like they're in like a heaven and heaven type scenario, where only good people are admitted to, and then a woman wakes up the first day after being dead, and she finds out that she's been wrongfully admitted into the good place, which is the heaven, okay. And so then she has to try and fake her way through being part of it, which is kind of a hacky premise.
It sounds very hacky.
It's very well executed. Like, they take that premise and they go a million different routes with it.
Okay.
And it's very well done. And the writer's room is, like, probably the funniest writer's room on TV. So it's worth checking out. The jokes are great, and I would say get on it, get in on it before it blows up. And
what's it called again?
The Good Place.
The Good Place.
Yeah.
All right, go check it out. NBC, right?
It's not on Netflix, but you can just use the internet and find television like we did before Netflix.
Are we trying to promote illegal torrenting? How dare you? How dare we go back to those days? You know how hard it was if I wanted a specific song, I have to look for the album and only download that song?
Man, do you remember downloading songs and they would have the DJ drops over them?
Yes.
Or here's one that some of the listeners might remember. The song My Love, the Justin Timberlake T.I. song. I remember downloading that one and everything on it, every 3 seconds it had Atlantic Records, T.I. clearance. And we just listened to that version.
You had to put up with it. You just had to put up with it. That's good. For me, any suggestions? There's a couple movies coming out. Did you ever watch John Wick?
Yes, I did watch John Wick.
How did you feel about it?
It's a good action movie.
So guess what? Coming out, Chapter 2, yeah. February 10th. Get on that John Wick bandwagon. For those that don't know, it's Keanu Reeves. I know, I'm sorry. Okay. Keanu Reeves can be a good actor when he wants to. Apparently, he's had a very terrible life.
I didn't know that.
Numerous family members died.
So the sad Keanu meme makes sense then.
Actually, now that we think about it, it's probably the meanest thing we could do to him. It's like, hey, your family's dead. We're going to turn you into a meme. Oh my god. So John Wick's
like, haha, you're sad about your legitimate grievances.
Yeah. He's making money, so it was crazy.
LOLOL at your trauma.
It was like January 2000, Reeves' girlfriend. Driving alone Los Angeles, where she was sideswiped by three parked cars, rolled over several times and was thrown out of the car. She died instantly. And this is while they were recording the Matrix movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So for those that question Keanu Reeves' acting style, it's probably because his girlfriend died. Don't hate on those movies because Keanu Reeves was bad at acting. His girlfriend died.
Also,
I'm guilt tripping people. Wow, is that what I'm doing?
So the second one's coming out. Do you know when it's coming out?
February 10th.
February 10th, okay.
And then also the same day as the Lego Batman movie. I like nice childish movies. The Lego Batman movie. I like a movie that's meant for kids but still could appeal to an audience of adults.
Yeah. The Lego movie is good. I'm a little bit against the idea of just rebooting franchises and using brand names that everyone knows.
Oh my god. Is this like the whole Jimmy Fallon gripe?
Well, we don't need any more, like, why can't we have original content? How hard would it be just to, like, give people original content?
It's tough. I mean, like,
it's a gamble for the studio, I get it, but I mean, I don't need to see another Spider-Man in a year.
That's true, there's another one coming out.
Yeah. And I get it, like, the Jimmy Fallon grip that he's talking about is that I think Jimmy Fallon panders to his audience.
Oh, do you like his fake laugh? Where he's like, yeah, tell me, and it's funny because everyone knows what type of laugh I'm talking about.
I don't think Jimmy Fallon's laughed organically once in his life.
No, I don't think
he had Drake on his show, and this was part of his interview. He's like, why do you call Toronto the Six? Is it because it's sexy? And no. I'm like, how are you paid to do this? How are you the most popular show in this format?
You know what makes it worse? Conan used to have The Tonight Show, right?
Yeah. And Conan's the best, in my opinion. But
well,
yeah.
I really like... What's the guy that, like, the Scottish guy who was late?
You like Craig Ferguson. Yeah.
I love
Craig. He's gone now, though, yeah.
I know. That makes me sad.
Yeah, but, yeah, anyhow, I just don't like people pandering to audiences. The British guy.
Yes. I also like Graham Norton. Do you not like Graham Norton?
He's fine.
Oh, God. Are we breaking up because of our late-night preferences?
No, I think late-night TV, as a rule, is kind of stale. I don't know. I just... like, someone shows up, it's like a celebrity, and like, it's like, oh, you were on holiday recently. Oh, yeah, I went to a holiday. Oh, you look tanned. Yeah, I sat in the sun. You just do that with your friends at home.
That's true. But that's like us doing this podcast that people are listening to.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that shit.
We just did.
Anyhow.
Also, just one last thing. Do you remember this band called AFI?
Yes.
They did, like, Miss Murder?
Yes.
And no one else knew what else they did?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so they're making a new album. That's all I wanted to say. No one listened to it. It's dumb. AFI's dumb. I don't know why I have such a gripe against them. It's called The Blood Album. I didn't know that they still made music. It's coming out yesterday.
So you're hyping something you don't want people to listen to.
Shut up. It's not how this works. Let me just hate things in the way I need to hate them.
I mean, it's okay, but this segment was definitely for recommendation.
You know what? Just for that,
I recommend not listening.
You know what? Just for that, we're gonna end this episode with Miss Murder. Nah, I Hurst, you'll play something better.
Okay, I'll pick a song.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.